You're listening to Cozy, 95.5 WCZY Detroit, a member of the Gannett Broadcasting Group. News from CBS and WCZY.
Cosmos 1402 may be burning up in the atmosphere even as I speak. It was due in between 5:32 and 6:38 Eastern Time, that's right now. But the Energy Department's top Cosmos watcher, Dr. Charles Williams, is not encouraging you to run out and look for it.
It'll probably be a big bunch of nothing.
If it doesn't all burn up as expected, what's left of the fuel core should drop in the South Atlantic, east of Brazil. But on the east coast of the United States, something else is definitely coming down today.
We're looking at a continued anywhere from 4 to 6 inches more snow for the North Atlantic coast.
A big storm has blanketed New England and the east in snow and freezing rain. Well, another Pacific storm has hit the West Coast with another inch and a half of rain in places. As the trucker strike goes into its second week, reports point to a sharp decrease in highway violence, but no bottom-line info on what percentage of the independents remain off the road. Strike leader Mike Parkhurst says driver determination will dictate the length of the strike. Government economists are analyzing trucker costs and have come up with some startling examples of what the strike is really about, like the cost of hauling a load of lettuce coast to coast being at least $500 more than the sale price of the load. David Stockman took heat for the new 1984 budget proposal. He was on CBS's Face the Nation apologizing for the mammoth deficit by explaining it's come from a mix of a surprisingly deep recession, a badly needed defense buildup, and domestic spending that's still too high.
It does not come down nearly as rapidly as we planned, nor do I think it can.
The result, Stockman says, this budget will likely pass Congress with few changes and that huge deficit. Don't expect much in the way of movement on the budget from Congress this week. The House is mainly doing committee work, and the Senate has decided to revere Abraham Lincoln by taking a week off. Day two of a week-long conference on the lessons of the Vietnam War gets underway later this morning in Los Angeles. Policymakers, vets, spies, generals, filmmakers will be there. And Pulitzer Prize winner David Halberstam says journalists who covered the war will be
there. By coming here and trying to examine what we did and didn't do, I think it's a healthy thing for us and a healthy thing for the profession.
From the CBS Newsroom, I'm Chris Stanley.
I'm Bob Nichols with WCZY News. Well, if you're planning on driving this morning, you'll want to give yourself some extra time to get where you're going. About an inch and a half of snow fell overnight here in the Detroit area, and that is enough to make roadways, especially surface streets, quite slippery. Most of the freeways in the Detroit area are wet and slushy at this hour, but again, allow yourself some extra time to get to your destination this morning. About 150 Detroit area truckers are hanging tough in the independent trucker strike, saying they will not return to their jobs until they get relief from higher state and federal taxes. The truckers, meeting in Taylor over the weekend, said they will remain off the job regardless of any action taken by other truckers to end the strike by independents. Meanwhile, as the nationwide shutdown ended its first week yesterday, violence surrounding the shutdown has subsided. State police say no incidents of violence were reported here in Michigan on Sunday. Police say 114 such incidents had been recorded since the strike began. A jury of 5 men and 7 women will begin its first full day of deliberations today in the mass murder trial of James Porter IV. The 17-year-old Porter is accused of the slayings of Elizabeth Giuliani and her 4 children in their Yale home last April. Porter's attorney is claiming his client was insane at the time of those shootings. A Wayne County employee, along with her husband and another man, have been charged with stealing friend-of-the-court checks, which were later sold to an undercover U.S. Secret Service agent. Veronica Hayes was arrested last Friday at her job at the friend-of-the-court, ending a month-long investigation. Also arrested were Hayes' husband, Jesse, and another man identified as Alvin Baker. The Secret Service agent allegedly bought 7 stolen friend-of-the-court checks from Baker. The face value of those checks was about $4,500. A 26-year-old Jackson woman remains in critical condition this morning in a Cadillac hospital after being submerged for nearly 40 minutes during a snowmobile accident on Lake Cadillac. Police say Mary Jo Williams and a friend were riding a snowmobile across the frozen lake last Friday morning when they crashed through the thin ice. It took police divers about 40 minutes to locate Ms. Williams. Doctors say the woman was able to stay alive because of the cold water, which lowered her body's need for oxygen. This news is being brought to you by Delta Dental Plant of Michigan. Delta, number one for a number of good reasons.
You have a choice of several plans to choose from. There is dental plan number one.
You have a choice of several plans to choose from. There is dental plan number one.
You have a choice of several plans to choose from.
Other plans talk about choice. But one of the reasons Delta is Michigan's number one group dental plan is that we give you more choices. Because Delta's only business is dental care. In fact, we help you create a dental plan to fit your group's special needs. You can design a very basic package or a comprehensive one. You can even include orthodontia with groups of 25 or more. Delta's flexibility means you don't have to choose a dental plan that comes close to what you want. You can create a plan that's exactly right for groups of 10 people or 10,000. Delta Dental Plan of Michigan, number one for a number of good reasons. To find out more reasons why Delta's Michigan's number one group dental plan, call 559-8850 in Detroit.
Meteorologist Fred Wagner with the WCZY weather forecast. Cloudy with occasional light snow or flurries today with a high temperature near 28. Partial clearing and colder tonight, low 15. And tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high near 25. Northwest winds 10 to 18 miles per hour today, 5 to 10 miles per hour tonight. And for Wednesday, partly cloudy, a high of 28. That's the WCZY weather forecast. I'm staff meteorologist Fred Wagner.
Right now, the winds are out of the northwest at 6. The humidity is 74%. We have snow in the Detroit area, 26 degrees. I'm Bob Nichols, and this news has been brought to you by Delta Dental Plan of Michigan. Delta, number one for a number of good reasons. WCZY News Time, 6:04.
Listen, potato chip lovers. You're listening to crispy, delicious taste. Taste you never heard before, Tato's. New Tato's brand potato chips from Frito-Lay. The crispy, rich potato chip. With so much crispy good taste, you can hear it. So listen. 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 To the taste of Tato's. The incredibly crispy, rich potato chip. New from Frito-Lay.
I'm Larry Adderley with WCZY Sports. The Red Wings with a 3-0 victory over Toronto last night. A very big victory with a team over the team they must beat to make the playoffs. Corrado Mikulec got the shutout, his first in a long time. Mark Lofthouse had a couple of goals. Reed Larson had the other one, but Mikulec was the star of the night. And I'm sure he's in there somewhere, but we're just not quite sure where. Michigan Panthers are having trouble finding Anthony Carter.
If you'd like, I can. Who was it you were supposed to put
Corrado on? Mikulec. Could you do
I can do him being an ex-goaltender if
okay.
You'd like. Sure. I'll try to rehearse it here. Maybe take a couple of shots at me, Larry, while you're getting the cart queued up.
It's too late.
Did I save you? Okay, Larry. Well, then you continue on.
Okay. Anthony Carter was hard to find for defensive backs. He is now hard to find for the Michigan Panthers. He skipped a couple of meetings when they want to talk money. He wants to try out instead for the National Football League. Spirits lost to Maine in the CBA, 116-108, fourth straight loss for the Spirits. They're on the road. That final pro football game of the year, for the NFL at least, won by the NFC over the AFC, 20-19. Danny White to John Jefferson with 35 seconds left, the difference. John McEnroe beat Yvonne Lendl in the indoor championships in Philadelphia. First time McEnroe has beaten Lendl in 7 tries, and that ended Lendl's string of 66 straight wins. Chris Everett Lloyd over Andrea Yeager in Florida. Tom Kite won the Crosby with Calvin Peet, and of course Rex Caldwell finishing second. And Nancy Lopez, the winner of the women's tournament in Miami Beach, Florida. And that's WCZY Sports. It's 9 o'clock here either, but I get the privilege
now,
of introducing.
Bob gave the wrong time. He said it was 6:04. It was actually 6:06 at that time. So now it is 6:09, Larry.
All right, and it is time for. You get this?
Let me get out to Kmart and get Larry a clock.
Huh?
Yes, Larry.
It is time for Dick Burton.
You got the old XYZ T-shirt on, Larry.
You got it.
He just introduced me and opened his shirt up. I got a little worried for a moment.
Well, welcome, Dick.
Thank you, Larry. Appreciate that very much. All right, wait a minute. Excuse me. Is this your idea, some kind of joke, Adderley? I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Is that our opening record? Thank you, Jim. If you could fade that down, please. I believe we have a phone call.
We dropped the puck, eh?
Hi, this is Dick. I can't come to the phone right now, but if you'll leave your name and a short message after the tone, I promise I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks very much for calling, and here comes the tone.
Hi, this is Senator Carl Levin calling from Washington. I've just been informed by the Justice Department that an investigation has been begun into the recent whereabouts and activities of Dick Burton. They've given me a copy of his file, and boy, is it thick. Let's see here. Dick Burton, also known as Duke of Windsor? It says that upon his return to the United States, I didn't even know he left. Upon his return to the United States, the FCC is looking into obscene phone calls he allegedly made while broadcasting from a radio station in some foreign country. The FCC is investigating illegal whiskey running across the Detroit River, and the FBI, holy Toledo, 10 wives in 3 years? IRS, USDA, Health and Human Services, boy, is this guy in trouble. I just have one question, though. Who the hell is Dick Perton?
Well, the guys I've worked for have asked that. Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. 6:10, almost 6:11 in the morning. WCZY 95.5. Kenny Loggins is here in our opening record, and a little bit of this is it. We'll be here for now till 10 o'clock in the morning in a very snowy, slow-going morning. About an inch and a half of snow has fallen overnight. All right, 14 after 6, Kenny Loggins, this is it. And good morning, ladies and gentlemen, on the Dick Perton program over here at Cozy, at 95.5 FM now. This is a first for me, and maybe a first for you, maybe not a first for you, but it's very nice to be here, and they have literally rolled out the red carpet. No kidding, I got here about half an hour ago, would you say, huh, Jim? Jim Scallon is here this morning.
5 minutes ago.
Well, no.
Be honest. That's when you got here. 5 minutes.
All right. So it wasn't a half an hour ago. It was, I thought it was about 10, maybe 5 to 6, something like that. I know that the limousine, they actually picked me up in a limousine, if you can imagine such a thing. You know, that's the first day. Second day, I'll be back to the normal with a Pinto and stuff. But they really, they did, it was unbelievable. And I got here, and they had a red carpet out. Thanks to Mike, the limo driver, by the way. They actually had a red carpet out just by the door and into the studios here. And to have Irving Nussbaum here personally was a nice touch. What a surprise for me. I had no idea, at first, that Irving would do a thing like that, but business is business, I guess. And I suppose, as they say over in New York Carpet World, the red carpet of today is the remnant sale of tomorrow. But thanks to Irv, thanks to the management, thanks to the red carpet. And they also have a searchlight out front, which I was very impressed with at first, too. Thought that was for me. Turns out they're looking for the remains of the rest of Cosmos to come down. But listen, it just happened to time into the same morning. 6:16 in the morning from Cozy, 95. How many times am I going to say it the other way? 95.5. Pleasant morning, ladies and gentlemen. It really is and it isn't. It's Monday, which means it isn't. There's a little snow out there, about an inch and a half. It's some slow going. We're going to check traffic coming up not too long from now.
For all the earliest news in town, the newspaper you want is the Detroit Free You-Know-What.
Yes, what about all the latest news?
What?
The news that's later than the Detroit Free You-Know-What news.
Oh, well, that would be the Detroit News.
What?
The Detroit News.
Speak up.
The Detroit News. See, the Detroit Free You-Know-What has early news because they have to start putting the paper to bed early, around 7 p.m.
But the Detroit News...
Oh, they get to stay up all the way to midnight before they got to go Betty-bye.
So the Detroit News gives you the late news that happens after the Detroit Free You-Know-What goes to bed.
Well, yes, but what happens after 7 p.m. anyway?
What happens after 7 p.m.?
Oh, isn't everybody asleep or drinking cocoa?
What about all the news from the West?
Well, okay.
And all those late sports scores.
Listen, Mr. Smarty Pants, how did you get in here past the guard anyway?
Well, it's past 7 p.m.
So?
So he was asleep, too.
The Detroit News. It's a better paper.
For home delivery of the Detroit News, call 222-2600.
Yes, thank you. 617 from Cozy right now. Now with a check on the early morning traffic, here's Colleen Burkhardt. Good morning, Colleen.
Good morning, Dick. Did we do it right?
Yep, perfect.
Oh, great.
Perfect.
Great.
How about that?
We're off to a good start. Yeah. You know, I hope you don't mind. I parked this morning in a spot that said Urton.
Does it say Urton out there?
Urton. Well, I think there was some snow over it.
Either that or they just don't know, do they?
That's right. Not yet.
Too early, yeah. Well, I really have a parking spot? Are you serious?
I parked in a spot that said Urton, and it looked like it had some snow on it.
Excuse me. While you're doing that, I'm going to go out here and look at the thing. Go ahead and do the traffic.
Okay. Well,
I'm amazed. I don't know if I have a parking spot. I didn't think anybody...
Well, you don't anymore. I took it.
Oh, okay, Colleen. Fine.
Okay.
With 617, here's Colleen with the traffic.
And this Metro Traffic Report is brought to you by New York Air. Right now, we're checking first on the freeways. And fortunately for motorists, we'll tell them that they have been salted. That's the good news right now. Checking first on the Southfield Freeway, things are free and clear, except till you get north of 8. Mile Road. Unfortunately, in the Oakland County area, things are still pretty slushy and partially snow-covered. It's the secondary roads and, unfortunately, again, major surface streets that are still slushy and not moving very quickly at all. In fact, coming into work this morning, I noticed that there were only two vehicles, and they were both salt trucks, but the good news in all this is that there are no accidents or stalled cars to worry about at this time, but we do have, of course, some slow going, so be prepared for that. And now when you buy a full fare round-trip ticket on New York Air, you can get a second round-trip ticket for only $25. There are restrictions, so call for details.
Thank you, Colleen. Thank you very much. I saw those same two salt trucks. They're both stuck, of course. Colleen Burkhardt will be back in about 10 minutes with some more traffic from the Dick Burton program from Cozy 95.5 FM. Here's Bob Seger and Shame of the Moon.